I have been your pastor now for going on a year. I have been trying to kind of build the foundation of my ministry here, but I know that I'm not starting from scratch. As Paul writes in our second reading for today, Paul wrote, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and now someone else is building on it. I am building on the foundation that Pastor Matt and Pastor Norma laid during their ministry here." And of course, when they started here almost 30 years ago, they were building on the foundation that Pastor Kretschmer had laid, and so on. Of course, 500 years ago, a Roman Catholic priest and seminary professor named Martin Luther began to lay a foundation, the foundation of what we have come to know as the Lutheran Church, celebrating the 500th anniversary of that Protestant Reformation this year. That we are building on that foundation that was laid 500 years ago. But Martin Luther also wasn't started from scratch, was he? He was building on the foundation that originally the apostles had laid. And so we are continuing to build and build and build, to build on the foundation of all those who have gone before us. And of course, it isn't only pastors who build on foundations. We are the church together. All of us together are building on that foundation. And as Paul says, each builder must choose with care how to build on it. Building on a foundation requires careful planning, careful execution, and stewardship can really be understood in that same way, that being a steward means building on a foundation that has been given to us. We don't start from scratch as stewards. We work with what God has given to us, with what God has entrusted to us. How do we build on that foundation? Well, we have given that some thought here at Emmanuel. We have something called a mission statement. And every week you'll find it on the front page of the bulletin. And this is our understanding of how we, as God's people here at Emmanuel, intend to build on this foundation. As disciples of Jesus, we build on the foundation when we make Christ known. You know, when Paul began his ministry to the church in Corinth, he said the one thing that was the total, complete focus of his ministry was to present Jesus Christ crucified. To preach the good news of Jesus, that was the foundation. So Paul writes, no other foundation can be laid than this. That foundation is Jesus Christ himself. We build on the foundation when we make Christ known to others. We build on the foundation through worship, making Christ known in our worship service. That everyone who comes through these doors, and I talked about this specifically last week, will know that Jesus is here. We'll meet Jesus here in word and sacrament. But that's not the only way that we build on the foundation. We also build on the foundation through service as we reach out to care for others, to respond to human need in our congregation and in the community, and all the many ways in which we are a part of these ministries of service. But serving in such a way not only that we meet those human needs, but also that people come to know Christ, come to see Jesus in that, in our works of service. That we also build on the foundation through our outreach as we reach out to others, to invite others to come in and to experience Jesus in this place, and to reach out to others in such a way that people also meet Jesus in that outreach. And in our learning, in our Bible studies, everything that we do in our learning ministries here, Vacation Bible School, Sunday School, Confirmation Class, all of our Bible study groups, our Lenten study series, and all of our learning, again, seeking to make Christ known as we continue to build the foundation, which is Jesus Christ himself. And then finally, and not by any means least of all, perhaps most of all, by loving one another. This was, after all, the one command that Jesus gave his disciples. In John's Gospel, at the end of his life, Jesus says, "I give you this commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So as we love each other, as we care for each other, as we're there for each other, as we pray for each other and lift each other up in this congregation, in that love that we share, Christ is known. Jesus becomes real to people in that love that we have for one another. And as a matter of fact, even the picture that you see on the front of your bulletin, which shows a very angry person being embraced by someone, obviously in the spirit of love. You know, that's how we build on the foundation, by reaching out to heal and restore broken relationships. Through all of these ways, everything that we do, we are building on that foundation as stewards of the church that we have received as a precious gift of God. And so one part of that stewardship is then how we support this vital ministry of making Christ known through our offerings. Through our weekly offerings, also through our monthly mission offerings. And it's good for us to do this intentionally. As Paul says, thinking through, being careful about how we build on the foundation. And so that's why on this Stewardship Sunday, I'm giving each of you the opportunity for you to pray and think carefully about how you will continue to support God's work building on the foundation here at Emmanuel through your weekly offerings. I invite you to take a moment as you look at your estimate of giving card, if you have one, if you're intending to use one this morning. And think about, of course, I know you've already begun your weekly offering stewardship this year, so it might just be a matter of just writing down what you're already giving. If God moves you to change that a little bit, you can enter whatever amount you are led to enter. This is between you and God. This is your love gift, your response to what God has done for you.